you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, there's a lot to enjoy this coming week. Friday, we are going to be at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. Are you going to join us? Lisa Patman from Good Morning America's Grill Master Challenge will be there, and Chef David Burke. It's going to be a lot of fun. We get underway at 3. The broadcast goes until 5. That's when the hors d'oeuvres come out, and then the dinner after that. You want information, go to Ventanas' website or call them. But get your reservation. They're going quickly. I think the chef's table is even already sold out. But that's this Friday, 3 p.m. in the afternoon is when we get started, and going until about 10 p.m. in the evening with the final things that they've got on the agenda. So that it should be a lot of fun. Hope you will be there with us coming up this Friday night at Ventanas at the Modern. It's our next edition of Dining Out Dialogues from Kevin McCullough Radio. All right. We've been talking a lot about the 2020 race today. Hunter Biden has resigned his post with a Chinese firm that he got billions of dollars from. He said he's not going to do any more work with foreign countries if or when his dad is elected president. My question earlier in the hour was, why do you have to not do that if what you did wasn't wrong? And wouldn't it have been wrong for him to be vice president and you to do it just the same way? But someone else is also not answering questions. Her name is Elizabeth Warren. In fact, she's been asked 17 times in recent days this very question that Jake Tepper asked her this week.
Would you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for all, offset obviously by the elimination of insurance premiums? Yes or no?
Costs will go up for billionaires and go up for corporations. So do you think then that...
So she 17 times, that's what the ding of the bell was, 17 times when she's asked about will taxes go up on the middle class, she doesn't answer the question, and she says costs will go down for the middle class. She's even asked by Chris Matthews, obnoxious, snotty-mouthed Chris Matthews actually goes after and says, look, you're avoiding the question. She's like, costs are going to go up for the rich and the upper class, but for the middle class, costs will go down. And they say, well, what about taxes? And she won't answer the question. Friends, she's going to raise taxes on the middle class. You need to understand that. Bernie Sanders at least honestly saying he's going to. Elizabeth Warren's trying to hide it. She goes, all people care about are the costs. That's all they care about. What they're paying out of pocket. But if you lower their health premium costs, and you can say, oh, look at how much money we saved them on their health premium, but they're paying three times as much in taxes. Is that really a win-win? I don't think so. It's just another way of delicately lying to the American people, which is what the Democrats have become quite good at least in the presidential field. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.